Hello, Movie Marathoners, and welcome to the Movie Marathoners Sundance 5K series, a series of short episodes centered on the films released at the 2021 Sundance Film Festival. I'm your host, Mati, and in this episode, I'm joined by recurring guest and film critic Rosa Parra from the Latinx Lens podcast to review the Sundance feature, Son of Monarchs. Hey, Rosa, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute, literally.
Yes, it's been a few seconds. I feel your listeners are going to get tired of me, but okay.
I doubt it. Since we last talked, which was a minute ago, how's your festival experience been?
It's been great. Yeah, awesome. It's been great. Yeah, nothing has changed. It's been very good.
Awesome. I don't even know. I should have checked. Maybe this one comes out before the last one we recorded. Who knows? So time is weird. It's tenet up in here. Okay. Let's get straight into it. Just as a reminder, every Sundance 5K series episode will be completely spoiler-free. So first, a synopsis of Son of Monarchs. After his grandmother's death, a Mexican biologist living in New York returns to his hometown nestled in the majestic monarch butterfly forests of Michoacán. The journey forces him to confront past traumas and reflect on his hybrid identity, sparking a personal and spiritual metamorphosis. Son of Monarchs stars Tinoch Huerta Mejia, is written and directed by Alexis Gambis, and it premiered at Sundance in the Next section on Friday, January 29th. Okay, Rosa, you immediately wanted to do this one, so tell me, what are your overall thoughts on Son of Monarchs?
I adore this film. I love this movie.
Awesome.
I think it's going to be one of those that I'm just not going to shut up about it for the rest of the year, perhaps. Oh, my. I watched it a few days ago. I was sent the screen a few days ago, and I'm just going to go ahead and say this, but I don't know if you remember that I tweeted not that long ago saying that I had just watched the film. I couldn't talk about it, but it blew my entire existence away. It was this film. Oh my God, I love it. And I'm probably coming at it with a certain bias, of course, and I acknowledge that. I'm a scientist. I'm a Mexican-American scientist. and to see that represented on screen, it's rarely seen. So in that sense, it certainly hit me. It certainly struck that chord with me. But on top of that, just the symbolism aspect of it, the monarch butterflies. And of course, he lives in New York, so you have that that immigration and migration story that's embedded here, but it's also comparing and contrasting it within different species of animals, of organisms. And then we go into more in-depth in biology and taking a look at genes, genetics, and microbiology and evolution. And oh my God, I'm so fascinated by this film, if you cannot tell. And I loved it. I loved every single aspect of it. It's certainly going to be, I can already tell, it's going to be one of my favorite films. I've seen it a few times by now. And every single time it just hits me. And I just love it and I adore it. There was a few scenes that I did not see at all that they were coming. I hope you know which one I'm talking about. And man, I'm just blown away. When I say it blew away my entire existence, it certainly did.
That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. I think this film is gorgeous. It is so beautiful to watch and look at. And I would have really loved to see this on a huge screen. Obviously, I did not. Mm-hmm. The cinematography and the way that it's shot, I don't know how it's shot, but it's so, so crisp and beautiful.
Yes.
And I really loved, you mentioned it, how the science is implemented into this film, because it's about a biologist and he does some really cutting edge CRISPR research on butterfly genetics. And I love that the way that the film talks about it, it feels realistic and it feels like the characters in the film are actually talking about it as if they knew what they were talking about. Like, it's clear that the writer knows what these things actually are and isn't just using them as like buzzwords, I think, which is what happens a lot with science, especially in like the, you know, superhero movies that, oh, thermodynamics helped us get the time loop, you know? So like, it's a huge pet peeve of mine. And I thought it was so great to see experienced in this film. And there's a scene where the main character, Mendel, which great name, by the way, he and his friends are doing a round of mezcal shots and they toast to CRISPR. And I was just like, that's the most painfully accurate thing that I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've never toasted CRISPR because I don't do CRISPR research, but I have definitely with my like PI and my lab mates and stuff, we have toasted like to laryngeal tension, you know, just stuff that's such a dorky thing. And I loved little details like that.
In that sense, certainly. I think, again, that's probably what I gravitate towards the most, the science aspect of it. I'm such a nerd and such a geek. I mean, I work in the EM lab in electron microscopy. And literally looking at a microscope every single day of my life. Well, Monday through Friday, of course. Yeah. But
you don't do any side microscopy work in the weekend?
No, I have thought about it, of buying my own little microscope and getting little animal. No, just like, no, I don't. I take a Saturday and Sunday to watch movies and talk about movies like these that have a science incorporated in them. But yeah, I loved how they were able to, again, incorporate the science aspect of it. And the story of Mendel, who, of course, I mean, every science nerd, at the moment you hear that name, you know who we're talking about here. Yeah. And I just loved every aspect of it. And the little the friction between him and his brother, and then the familial relationships. And he has to go back to Mexico, which, of course, it's one of the areas in Michoacán and Angangueo where the monarch butterflies, they migrate to right before the Day of the Dead, which is, oh my God, it must be a gorgeous view and just an event that just, it must be beautiful. I wish I could just be there just to see it. But yeah, the symbolism aspect of it, you know, in Mexico, Day of the Dead is very much important. And it is believed that these butterflies, each one of them represents the ancestors. So they arrive right before the Day of the Dead. So, of course, it has that more spiritual and more cultural significance to it that, again, it hits it hits me right in the core. So just to see that represented, and then this, to see him on the side discovering his own identity, like you said in the synopsis, literally, spiritually, and on a personal level, was just so great to watch.
Yeah, the film really does tackle a lot.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it has so many of these threads that, and I think some of it is also intentional, because there is this magical realism feel to it, where it sometimes it can be a little incoherent, where it's like, it's talking about immigration over here, and then about cultural identity and spiritualism and all of this stuff coming together. And for a little while, I was like, this is a little confusing. And I do think that it kind of like, you know, wraps it up pretty well at the end and everything like that. But this is definitely a film that like you'd want to watch multiple times to fully digest everything, because it's not quite laid out in the most like bite-sized ways, I guess I would say, is that, you know, it doesn't all completely come together and isn't explicitly told to you in the way that some of these films are. But it's mainly because there's just so much going on, like cultural identity, family, the tension with the brother, the tension with the girlfriend in New York, and all of this stuff. It's definitely worth a watch just to like digest it, you know?
Yeah, very true. It does struggle a lot. And I actually, this is one of the very few times where I would not have minded a bit longer of a time length. I think it's just 90 minutes for those specific reasons that you were just saying. It did have a lot to deal with, and I wouldn't have mind seeing a much longer film, but I just love it. And just to see every I could talk about this all day. I'm sorry.
Have you seen any of Alexis Gambis's other films?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, me neither. I think this is my first film of him directing it. Mm-hmm. But after this one, I'm certainly very intrigued to watch his previous work.
Yeah, he's a fascinating dude. He's got a PhD in genetics, and he gave this TED talk. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen his TED talk?
No, I haven't.
It's about 5 minutes. You should check it out on his personal website or whatever. But like he talks about how his films center on scientific principles and discoveries, and he wants to kind of create a movement to introduce more real science into fiction so that his films are like this blend of documentary and fiction, and to kind of like be more serious stories about the science at the center, but also introduce these, you know, stories around them. And I think this is a really good example of that. And like, once I learned that, I was just reflective and I kind of want to watch the film again with that new lens. You know, like part of the goal of this film for Alexis Gambis is to like teach people that the CRISPR thing exists and that this very real optics gene exists. And in that way, you know, it doesn't even need to necessarily tie into all the other thematic and character exploration. It's just kind of almost like a documentary on this genetics research. And I think that's such a cool approach to filmmaking, especially with these science principles.
Yes, it definitely is. Because it does dig a lot into the genetics aspect of it. I'm all like, hello, main character named Mendel. But
on the nose.
Yeah, no, right? But I didn't mind it, actually. I think hearing the name and then seeing all that, I guess the opening sequence, that first shot of the film certainly tells you what you're getting yourself into. And it's literally a forecoming of everything that you're going to be seeing in the movie. And I just loved everything about it, again, from the geneticist aspect of it to the bigger picture of it. When of course, it deals with immigration and migration, which, I mean, of course, it's going to be some of those topics that a lot of people are very much intrigued to talk about. But it compares and contrasts. And I did notice that it pays attention a lot to the flying and the freedom. There are some shots that pays attention to the airplanes, and then there's this trapeze thing going on. So it certainly does focus a lot on migration and immigration. And then you have the monarch butterfly who migrates literally to three different countries. So it's certainly an interesting perspective. And the fact that he's pretty much a doctor, filmmaker doing this, it certainly caught my interest. And I'm intrigued to see his previous films, if he has any previous films, because I'm completely ignorant about who he is, but not for long. That's for certain.
Yeah, he's got a couple previous films, some short films as well, but I think there's at least one documentary about fly research. That's all I can say. And then he says he's got some additional features coming down the line with like mice research. So all sorts of different lanes for this guy, which is really cool. So I'm definitely going to keep tabs on him, as well as the main actor, Tinoch Huerta Mejia, I think.
Yes.
He's rumored to be the villain of Black Panther 2. So I think he does a phenomenal job in this film. So I'm really looking forward to more of his work as well.
He was really good in this.
Yeah.
Very, very good. His performance certainly was a standout. I had no idea he's rumored to be. Oh my God, I hope he is.
Fingers crossed. So let's go ahead and close out. And since we are the Movie Marathoners podcast, you already know that some silly, stupid question is coming, Rosa. If you had to run a marathon, would you rather do it with Mendel's doofy boss, Bob, who's probably going to talk to you about butterflies the entire time, might be annoying, might be distracting, I don't know. Or would you rather do it with Mendel's childhood friend, Vicente, who might still be a pyromaniac?
Certainly Vicente. He was so fascinating. Yes, his friend, definitely.
He'll just like keep you entertained the whole time, just talking away. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rosa, thank you so much for joining me. Where can people find your work online?
No problem. Thank you for inviting me. Yes, I am on every social media platform at Rosa's Reviews. And again, I'm covering Sundance for on behalf of Latinx Lens, and which is also on every social media platform at Latinx Lens. And again, Marty, thank you so much for the invite.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. This has been a Movie Marathoners Sundance 5K series episode reviewing the feature film Son of Monarchs. Be sure to stay tuned for more Sundance coverage. You can find all of our Sundance 5K series and the main feature episodes of Movie Marathoners, part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, at our website, evergreenpodcasts.com/movie-marathoners, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and remember that life's a marathon, so let's take it one movie at a time.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.